Section 6.3. When does impairment begin? The beginning stages of impairment. As stated throughout this course, alcohol is one of the fastest substances absorbed into the human body. The beginning stages of impairment are subtle and not normally perceptible. By the time someone else asks if you are okay to drive, you are not. You might think that you are, due to lack of judgment combined with a depressed sense of inhibitions. By the time you realize it, it is too late. This is why you should not get behind the wheel with anything that can affect the way you operate your motor vehicle. Alcohol is absorbed directly through the lining of the mouth as well as the lining of the stomach. It does not have to go through the digestion process like other foods. The relationship of blood alcohol concentration to the amount of alcohol consumed. The amount of alcohol that resides in your system is measured by your blood alcohol concentration, or BAC. The laws of the state of Florida establish a BAC of 0.08 as the presumptive limit for driving under the influence. In other words, at 0.08 BAC, you are presumed to be too impaired by the alcohol in your system to drive safely. How many drinks does it take to give you a BAC of 0.08? Well, it varies from person to person and depends on factors like your body weight, your gender, and the amount of time that passed since you had your last drink. It doesn't take much to reach that presumptive limit. The chances of being involved in a collision rises dramatically after your first drink. It's important to realize that, unless your blood alcohol concentration is zero, your driving will be affected. There is no safe way to drive after drinking. Even one drink can make you an unsafe driver. Drinking affects your blood alcohol concentration, BAC. Remember, in Florida, it's illegal to drive with a blood alcohol level of 0.08 or greater. Even a BAC below 0.08 does not mean that it's safe or legal to drive. You may be convicted of a DUI even if your BAC is below 0.08 if you do not have normal use of your faculties. By the time you reach a 0.08 BAC, you are 25 times more likely to be in a collision. It's a risk you just don't want to take. The American Medical Association says that a BAC of 0.03 makes a person too impaired to drive a motor vehicle.